Tayna Od, Miketz Chanukah, page 66, bottom of the first column. Okay, the Alter Rebbe is explaining that there's two ner. There's ner mitzvah, Tayna Od, ner mitzvah, ner Hashem Nishmas Adam. Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam is the revelation from above. And then you have ner mitzvah, what's called Ur Chayzer, the mirror that is a revelation of godliness, elevating world to a higher level. He says now, the candles in the Beis HaMikdash were Zayin Neiris. Was seven candles. Why were there seven candles? Keneged Shiva Madreges Yesh B'chol Sevdei Hashem. There are seven Midas, which means there are seven different ways that people serve Hashem. You could serve Hashem, like he says, Yesh Avedos Mechines Ava. Some people serve Hashem with love. Some people's primary avodah is yiram. Okay, so you have the seven candles represents the seven different ways of serving Hashem. Nimshach and mechina shivareim are mefanesing clothes in Shamis Yisrael. And this comes from the seven shepherds. That's the reason why they're called shepherds, like with them, because they support spiritually. They support the Yidden. He says, "Alpha pisha kol echad mekabel mikol shivarayim." Even though in Kabbalah it says every Jew gets from all seven shepherds. So what do you mean? You get one from Chesed, Ava, and Yir, and so on. Mikama kem yesh berchina zu geveres beyesik meshkazim bezayeh b'nabani Avram b'nai di Yitzchok. Like it says in the Zayeh. In other words, like this: the seven candles of the menorah is the seven levels of Yidden serving Hashem, which gets their chayis, gets their existence from the seven shepherds. Now, even though everybody gets the chayis from all seven, nevertheless, some get more from Avram, some more from Yitzchok, some more from Yaakov, and so on. The Inyan Shmeidus, the Neidus, the Chanukah, but the eight candles of Chanukah, and Keneged Shmein and Nesichi Odom. Okay, it says in the Medrash, and like this, in Gemara, there's seven shepherds and eight anointed ones. So here the Alter Rebbe is connecting the seven shepherds to the seven menorahs in the Beis HaMikdash, and Chanukah, which represents the number eight, which is the supernatural, that corresponds with the eight anointed ones, which includes Mashiach. But it says, like the pasuk says, in Micha Asher ki over Barzenu, Vakimun Allah will establish over them Shivarayim Ushmeina Nesichi Adam, the seven shepherds and the eight anointed ones. And the Gemara in Sukkah says, who are the Shivarayim? Avraham, Yaakov, Moshe. And then it says, who are the Shmeina Nesichi Adam? Yishai, Shaul, Mashiach, Eliyahu. Okay, bottom line is, the menorah and Beis HaMikdash correspond with the seven levels of Yidden. It corresponds with the seven Rayim, the seven shepherds. Basically, that's like the seven Ushpizen, you know, that we say about in Sukkis. And then you have Chanukah, which is the number eight, corresponds with the eight Nesichi Adam, which is the level of Mashiach. So he says, Lahav and Zashaner is the Chanukah and Keneged Shmein and Nesichi Adam. The Cheira, why is it that the Beis HaMikdash is connected to the shepherds, and Chanukah is connected to the eight, which includes Mashiach. There's two definitions of the word shepherd. Aleph Lashem Mefanes L'Achedim, like we say, Reyenu Zeneinu, Upei Shureyes Atzmei. In other words, like this, a shepherd can mean grazes other people's sheep, or it could be grazing themselves. In fact, in last week's parsha, when it says, "Vayelchu elchav lireis etzein avihem," Rashi, there's dots in the word lireis. Rashi says it means they went to graze themselves. So there's the way you're a shepherd for others, and he says, so he says, there's two definitions. shepherding others and shepherding themselves. Therefore, the seven shepherds, the Torah calls them shepherds, they have these two levels. He says, one is that they graze, what does it mean? Avram ba'ava, because Avram ayavi. Okay? So what does Avram Avinu give? What's Avram Avinu mashpia? The level of Ava, chesed. Yitzchak is mashpia gvura. Shu'ava mashpia b'chinezul k'nesis Yisrael. Meshe Rabbeinu gives a level of das. And therefore he's called Raya Mehemne Shemefanis Yisra'amuna. Like we learned in Vata Tetzava, right? He feeds emuna. Shemam Shech Das Hashem. Now, what's the role of Meshe Rabbeinu? Avram Avinu gives chesed. Yitzchak gives gvura. What does Meshe Rabbeinu give? He feeds emuna, meaning the emuna of a Jew, which is normally external. It doesn't affect him directly. Meshe Rabbeinu internalizes the emuna. Yaakov mashpia rachman. Amnam. Hinei aidei zeh shemefanis kenetzis Yisrael. Through this, that they're mashpia to Yidin, they become elevated. Remember, we learned in the V'yikho Elecha, Meshe Rabbeinu becomes greater. Fanesim gamke. Ki amida zeh she'ein zel baruch merum misnas alein ketz m'chinas chochm. Like we know, the level of Elokus is infinitely greater than the Sfiris, than Chochma. Or k'mayim elav mikol Eden midis yil klal. Right? Hashem is technically above all the midis. Therefore, what causes... Okay, very simply. The Alter Rebbe says, Elokus is infinite. Now, how do you get the infinite God to come into finite levels of Atzilus? Chesed, Gvura, Tefet, how do you get that? So he says, K'mum O'Gavdei and the Banash. That's through the Avoida of the Jew. When the Jew does mitzvahs, we learned it before also. He brings down, Aspaklaya Mire, he brings down the level of Elokus, the infinite level of Elokus, into the finite world. Why? Because you take a finite person doing a finite mitzvah. Every mitzvah has, you can't light Hanukkah candles and Purim. You can't eat matzah today and make a bracha. You'll be sinning, making a bracha in vain. Everything has it, and you have to eat a certain amount of matzah. You have to light a certain candle. It has to be this amount, that. So it's all limited. So Torah mitzvahs that a Jew does actually brings the infinite level of Elokus into a finite world. Shaidei Seru said the Lesat Ba'ava by a Jew during their Aveda. As I kemayim upon him, therefore, when a Jew does Aveda Tashem, meaning the finite reaches out to the infinite, so then the infinite reaches out to the finite. Right? We break our nature, become from the core thing we are, we connect ourselves to Hashem. So Hashem breaks his nature, meaning normally infinite is infinite, finite is finite. So by us breaking our nature, doing a mitzvah, we cause Hashem to break his nature, that the infinite becomes finite. Nimtzai de shiva de mashpin avi yiru l'shem es Yisrael. So this is the mashpia. The seven levels of love, the seven midas yidin, ay de zeh ha'ava v'yira. Shem esay de v'neshim l'shem es Yisrael nimshach teises v'gili earth. Me'ein tzal baruchu b'midas al yenis, which is the source of the rayim, and therefore I'm as finest in ay de zeh. They also become greater. Like we learned in the Atat Tetzava, that to Meshe Rabbeinu mashpiing, being mashpia das, connecting the Jews to Hashem, the Yichu Elecha Meshe Rabbeinu gains by it. So he says why? Because when a Jew does a mitzvah and they cause a locust to come down here, so it's not only coming down here; they're causing it to be revealed more in Atzilus, and because it's revealed more, it trickles down to us. But the Shiva Rayim are the levels of Atzilus. So Atzilus gets more. So they get more. So they gain by it. And that's what it says, Ichlu Rayim. Shem Rayim, Shem Rayim Lamokim. Reim Lamokim, they're friends of Hashem. So therefore, Kamei Ken Yeshul Maila Gam Ken. So it is also upstairs. Yisrael Mefanis and Avim Shebeshemayim. Yid, and this is a very, without Chassidus, it's pretty sad. I mean, it says Jews give God Parnasa. That's what it says. Yisrael Mefanisin Lavim Shebeshemayim. Mekalkalin, Karboni Lachmi, we feed God. It says, those are Davin already today, the beginning in Haidu. Tunu Eiz Lelukim, give strength to God. Now, from a normal perspective, Jewish perspective, that's Apikorsis.
That's right.
How is it that a Jew gives strength to God? We control Dam Alamayla Mimach. All these things. We give Parnassus to God. But Siddhis comes along and explains, yeah, that's what happens. What does it mean we give Parnassus to Hashem? What does it mean we give? Very simply, he says here, Hashem is infinite. World is finite. Neshama is one of the cells. Neshama is spiritual, body is physical. Neshama, to stay in the body, you have to do something to keep it there. I.e. eating. You don't eat for an extended period of time, the neshama cannot stay in the body. Okay? What does eating do? Eating keeps the neshama in the body. Why is it? Hashem could have set it up differently. Hashem could have set up the neshama functions in the body and we don't need to eat or sleep. Okay? Why is it like that in Gashmis? Because in Ruchni it's just like that. In order to keep the neshama in the body, i.e. Hashem in the world, because the Medrash says, Ma neshama mamalas aguf, kacha kodesh baruch mamalas ha'olam. Just like the neshama permeates the body, God permeates the world. So there's an analogy between neshama in body and Hashem in world. Just like neshama in body needs food to keep it existing, for Hashem, Kaviyachol, because he set it up that way. Again, he doesn't have to do it, he wants to do it. So this is the way he does it. Hashem sets it up in a way that in order for him to stay the infinite level of Hashem, to stay in the finite world, in other words, just like in creation of Yeshmiayim, there has to be a continuous force of Hashem in the world, keeping it in existence, otherwise the world will go back to nothing as its nature is. In order to keep the infinite in the finite, which is against its nature, you need to feed it. Okay? And that's what it says, Yidin give parnasa to Hashem. What do you mean, Yidin give parnasa to Hashem? Hashem wants to be in the world. Hashem said, I need a parnasa, I need support, I need livelihood. If not, they can't. They have to move somewhere else, right? They move to wherever. So Hashem says, you have to feed me. So what's the food that we... Korbani lachmi, it's buzzing chumish. My bread. Korbanis are the bread of Hashem. That's what the pasuk says. So what does it mean? It's not, God forbid, that Hashem needs us and therefore he's missing and he's lacking and we... No. Hashem set it up in a way that he says, you want me to stay here? Like in the Shem in the body, you need to feed me.
But then the Korbanot, they're not doing Korbanot, so what happened to Hashem?
So now we have davening instead. Okay. Davening is a place of Korbanot. Mitzvah is a place of Korbanot. So he says, Shaparnasa, Jim, what is the Parnasa? He says, Parnasa zu shiyom shech erin tzofli as b'chinas kemara odom. That it should come into the vision of a person on the throne, haino aidei teda. Like it says, Luchu lachmu belachmi. Shatera bechinas lachmi kaviyachol. Tera is God's food. What is it? God's bread. What does it mean? Kmei shayidei alechem yichya adam. Just like we just explained. Just like food makes a person alive. V'tizchabe nishmosi in gufi, that the body and soul connect. Kachom shach haserin tzof aidei tera. Which is a level of choch be'ilah. Which is a level of Hashem's Chochma, Chochma Ilah. Sheba Sheira Erin Tzabarch Ubov Al Yoda Nim Shechum Islabish B'midas Chesed Reyemina. And therefore, Teira, which is the Chochma of Hashem, brings down Hashem into the world, and therefore it comes into Chesed, it comes into Gvura, V'gam nimshich mizem bozen lenefesh, and that causes also food for the neshama, like it says, Teirascha b'seich me'oi. Right? Your Teirah is in my stomach, David HaMelech says. What do you mean your Teirah is in my stomach? Just like food in the stomach, you put it on top of your stomach, you're not going to live. You have to digest it. Same thing, Teirah, when you digest it, meaning you understand it and you learn it, you don't just superficially put a Sefer Teirah in your stomach. I mean, that's not going to work. You digest it and learn it. So then what happens? It gives panosa to the Eden. And he says, Vine p'chin, ezo shoreyem yam shoch, ez p'chin ez p'nimes. And here the Alter Rebbe is, okay, it's getting late, but the Alter Rebbe is going to explain the difference between a shepherd and anointing. Shepherd makes the food digest internally. Oil which is anointing you, superficial. You don't eat the oil.
Smothers you from
outside. It's superficial. It's external.
Usually the shepherds get anointed.
Huh?
The shepherds get...
No, the Gemara says the Shiva Reim, based on the Pasuk of Micha, that's what he says. There's the Shiva Reim, which their avoida, that Rebbe explained until now, is bringing a lukus down into the physical world like a shepherd feeds the sheep. And through that, they become fed. They feed others and they become fed. And that's the level of Teirah that we do. And he says, because based on the seichel, that's the way the Av is going to be. Okay, we'll continue to ask. And then the Alter Rebbe is going to explain the way it is in the Sichi.
The Rebbe got upset that people didn't ask him.